I came to Auroville about 2 months ago. I was staying in Pondicherry after travelling in India for 2 months, and I wanted to come to Auroville to visit. I wasn't exactly sure what I was looking for, so I found a couple of places that took volunteers. So I was coming from Pondy to visit Auroville one Sunday morning on a scooter, and I had an accident in the road when another motorbike hit me. That began this adventure. So I came to Auroville, but not in the way that I expected to. The accident was bad enough that I needed to go to hospital, so I was taken to PIMS Hospital and treated for a fractured leg and a fractured arm. And I stayed in hospital for 3.5 weeks, which was in itself quite a new experience. I'd never spent time in hospital before. As I came to the end of my stay in hospital, I had to make a decision about what was going to happen next. And I was quite lucky that one or two people in Auroville had heard about my situation. And one friend in particular came and found a room here in Centre Guesthouse. So I knew when I left the hospital that I could come here. Well, I came to Centre Guesthouse. I knew a few people, a very few people, one or two people in Pondy, the rickshaw driver who rescued me when I had my accident. But the first thing I did, really, I put an advert in News and Notes. News and Notes is the weekly newspaper for Auroville with all the announcements. And I had some response to that advert, so maybe two or three more people came. And then gradually, I got to hear of some other people, or some other people got to hear of me. And within a few weeks, I had some activities that I could do. I couldn't really move from my room at the beginning. But as each week went past, I could go a little bit further. So now, 2 months later, I can go out on a bicycle and I can walk. I've been to see many of the places that I wanted to see in all of them. This injury, I think, has been a bit of a wake-up for me. I can describe to you things that I do or things that I like. I like music and I like art and I have interests. But in the very centre, there is a being, you know, there is a being. I need to stay in touch with that being as much as possible and let that guide my actions and my thoughts and my words. And I don't know what name to put on that being, because one day I will think it's Buddha nature, and the next day it's God, and sometimes Jesus makes an appearance, or, you know, or Aurobindo and Gandhi are in there. Maybe if I describe a few experiences that I've had. I'm not thinking of anything particularly profound at the moment. I'm thinking of some particularly happy experiences that have happened whilst I've been at... One child came into my room. He pressed a button on my keyboard. I have a piano in my room, lent to me by someone. And there was a pre-recorded music which just started up. Some very lively music. I had some juggling balls on my desk. And because he had started this wonderful, lively music, I just started juggling. When he saw me juggling, suddenly we were in the circus, you know? And so he started jumping about. I started jumping about. And I think this actually reconnected me with something very, very important. And maybe to put a word on it, it's something around play. And it's very easy, I think, as adults, to lose this sense of play, particularly if we don't spend time with children. So that was one experience that taught me a good deal. And the other experience has been, there's been several other experiences, but one other important experience to me is my music making, because that is also about play when it's really flowing and when it's really happening. And I remember one afternoon feeling a bit low, because I have been feeling low at times, here, it's been quite a difficult experience, the heat and the injury. But I came and I sat by my piano and I just started to play. I can't remember exactly what I played, whether it was some improvising or some classical music. But I realised when I finished playing and I switched the piano off that the flow that I'd experienced in the music could enable my emotions now to flow a bit better, a bit more easily. So where there had been, you know, some darkness and some heaviness, this had allowed something to shift and something to begin flowing. And if I can be in flow more of the time, if I can be happier more of the time, then that's enough. You know, whatever insights come from that state, so much the better. But being in the moment, finding some joy and finding time to be quiet, sitting on my own in some meditation, going out for just a walk and looking at some trees, sharing a cup of tea with someone and laughing. These are all very important. I suppose one of the big lessons about coming to India and having an accident was I'm completely vulnerable. I'm completely dependent on other people to help me. Yes, in England, where I have my own house or my own room and I go out and I buy all my food and I drive my own car, I can forget that I'm dependent on thousands or millions of other people. I can pretend that I'm completely independent. But India showed me, and the accident showed me, that's an illusion, really. So I'm taking the lesson back that my life is completely connected with that of everybody else on the planet. And that to remember that is a good practice. To aim towards feeling that in whatever way is possible. And for me, it's not possible all the time. I need time on my own, and I need to feel my aloneness too. It's very important for me. Sometimes in a crowd, in a city, I just lose myself completely, and it's feeling part of everybody else then is a terrible feeling. So I have to be able to step away from that and touch what is unique to me. But everybody else is doing that as well, so we have that in common. Other lessons that I'm taking away from Auroville. Well, one lesson I'm taking away is that people are living their dream here. Every day people are moving here or trying to move here or spending time here because they feel maybe they can achieve those kinds of things that I've described here, that there's more freedom to do that here. And I think that takes a lot of courage. And I see people doing that here. So the lesson I take away is whether I come back to Auroville or not, it is possible. And it is possible for a large number of people to try this together. And that's got to be inspiring. That's got to be inspiring for everybody, everywhere. Some wishes for Auroville and Aurovillians. Yeah, well, keep going. That's the first wish. Because what I found myself saying to a couple of people over the last couple of months was, if you can't make human unity happen here, it ain't going to happen anywhere. So it's a very important job that Aurovillians, I think, have got. But also enjoy yourselves. That's a message. I think there needs to be a little bit more craziness in Auroville. But all that has to be balanced against the responsibility to the community and the very important work that's going on here. So I think if those two forces can be brought together, then this is going to be the best show on earth, you know?